Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, 3:13, the last of the Perek. And since the previous Mishnah, we talked about how a mamzer will always have his children being mamzei me'afrim forever, our Mishnah says that there may be a way to fix that problem where he can have children that are his, not just his biological children, but his halachic children, who don't have the same like halachic stigma as being mamzerim. So how could that work? According to Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholon mamzerim litaher, a mamzer is able to purify his lineage and have children that are not mamzerim. Ketzad, how does he do that? Mamzer shenasa shifcha. He marries a shifcha kanana. So this is a woman. She was born not Jewish, but she has attained the status of what I'll call a quasi-Jew. She's a shifcha kananas, meaning she already immersed in a mikvah and accepted upon herself to be this like quasi-Jew status. Remember, the shifcha kananas, she keeps Shabbos, she keeps kosher, but she's not a full Jew. She'll become a full Jew upon shichrur, as upon emancipation. Until then, she's like a quasi-Jew. So normally the rule is that a regular Jewish man may not marry a shifcha, can have children with her. We saw how there was an exception for an eved ivri, a Jew who was sold into slavery, servitude, but that's a different case. In general, this mamzer is a regular Jew. He's a mamzer. He wants to purify his line. So we're saying, here's how he could do it, according to Reb Tarfon. He could, if he knows of such a shifcha, he may have a child with her. And according to Reb Tarfon, this can happen l'chatchila, he's allowed to, even though normally a Jew is forbidden to have a child or even sleep with a shifcha, and maybe that's just an isur d'rabban because she's a quasi-Jew, or maybe it's even an isur d'oraisa, but the d'oraisa allows for this situation where a person is trying to be, you know, purify his lineage. So then we said that the child of a shifcha and a Yisrael, so it's still a shifcha. That was the previous mission said that it's still a slave. But then vavlad eved, although it's true that the child is an eved if it's a male, or shifcha it's a female, but then shichro, if after that the child is freed, so then nimtza ben chorin, when the child is emancipated, it becomes a full-blown Jew, and the blemish of the mamzerness doesn't pass on when it, like I'll call it, fully converts being Jewish, for lack of a better term. It's not exactly the right term, but when it becomes Jewish fully at that point, the mamzer status is gone. This really stands in contrast to if a mamzer would sleep with a regular, full-blown, regular non-Jewish woman. Again, totally forbidden by the Torah now, instead of permitted, l'chadchila, according to Rabbi Tarfon. But even if that would happen, and the child would then convert, so the convert is not mitiyaches, has no like relationship in terms of its pedigree to its parents if it's a convert. But this is not really a convert, it's an emancipated slave, and the emancipated slave is mitiyaches to the father in this regard. Therefore, that's the way, according to Rabbi Tarfon, at least a momzer who's a male could purify his line by sourcing a shifcha with whom to have a child and freeing that child. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hareze Eved Mamzer. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it doesn't work. Even if a mamzer would sleep with the shifcha kanana, so the mamzer status continues on. So even if that child would like be emancipated and become a full-blown Jew, like a convert, it becomes a converted or whatever emancipated Jew who still has the mamzer status attached to it. The halach, however, follows Rabbi Tarfon, meaning this can be done l'chadchila. This is a real, not just a theoretical possibility for a mamzer to have children who are not they themselves mamzerim.